Okay. You know, I had a whole like introduction that I was going to say, and it was on my mind, but then I lost it, and here we are. You know, we could have watched so many different movies or shows that are out right now. Like, we could have watched the new Jackass, or I could have just been watching the new season of Attack on Titan, but no. You know what we did instead? We wasted 2.5 hours of our lives, and you know what we spent those hours doing?
It was actually just 2 hours.
Oh, you know what we spent 2 hours doing?
Oh, like 2.5.
Watching Moonfall. So, without further ado, welcome back to Media Mix, your stop for your media fix.
Was corny when he said it.
I like it better when Zach says it.
Then have Zach
welcome
say,
back.
Okay.
To Media Mix.
You can for go your media fix.
Oh yeah. I
and,
feel it now.
Switcher,
I feel
you might want to.
I'm hyped.
You know,
I'm
do your
so
job.
Hyped.
Sorry about the. Sorry
do it again.
To our
do it
audio
again.
Listeners
do it
with
again.
Headphones.
It'll all
gone.
Be equalized in the end. Just us.
Yeah, I mean,
we're the only
really,
ones who are suffering.
There's a ton of energy here just because of we all hated our lives.
Actually, I didn't.
During this, yeah.
So this is what's so great about Media Mix is because it's always somebody always in our group, and that somebody is usually me, always has a different opinion. And my opinion was,
which is your, what is your name?
I'm Jack.
His goal is
just
always to just
that,
be alone on the
Jack
podcast.
Like this movie.
I'm not gonna say I loved this movie, but I thought it was a pretty decent movie. Like it wasn't like the story was very patchy, but
okay.
I'll get into it like why
I hope
kinda
you
like
were
the movie
prepared
later on. I mean,
to receive onslaughts of flack.
Okay, so I did write
and
down.
From
I wrote
both
down
me
like
and Zach.
I wrote down like a bunch of bad stuff that I found about the movie, but I also have some good stuff in it. So it might seem like I mostly hated it, but I didn't really mostly hate
it.
It
sounds like you
see,
like
I,
the movie.
I
that's what I'm saying. I kind of like it.
I want this podcast to be so good that it's our penned podcast for when you first come to
yeah,
our channel.
Yeah, we can only hope.
I
so
want them
hope.
To see this first.
Let's
because,
start
hey,
off.
Oh
hey, if you like the content you see here, consider liking, commenting, maybe, and subscribing. If you want to see more, helps
yeah.
us out, and it's free.
That'd be awesome.
So that would be super awesome,
oh,
Jack.
Yeah.
It would be super awesome of them. But anyway, without further ado, shall we get to
well,
what we're going to
well,
say?
What's your name as well? For the audio listeners, of course. And new people.
Frick, what is my name? Nick. That's the name.
That was unoriginal.
Would yeah. you like to say your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm the Big Kahuna.
Okay.
That's not
I'm
your name.
Zach.
And then
yeah,
behind the
welcome.
Behind the cameras controlling the shots, we have...
My name is Vicky.
Okay, we have Vicky.
Yeah.
Dude,
hi,
a
Nick,
woman?
Nick, get
that's
on with the get on with the synopsis.
You know,
so
let's hear what this movie's all about.
We like to tender to all genders.
Yeah, we do.
Thanks,
go
Zach.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Not off Google, by the way. In 2011, Brian Harper is an astronaut for NASA working on a satellite when all of a sudden he is attacked by a cluster of alien nanobots. After losing the satellite, because it was attacked, and losing the life of one of his comrades, he is evicted from NASA and blamed for the attack.
Wow.
Wow. It's a rough being Brian these days. Dang. Several years later, the whole world learns that the moon is falling.
Wow.
From space.
Mm-hmm.
How's that happen?
And it's going to kill us all.
Wow.
So, in order to save the world, Brian has to pick up the pieces as a NASA astronaut and venture back to the moon along with his other colleagues, Jacinda and Houseman. Did I say Jacinda right, Vicky?
Jacinda?
I think I said
it's Jacinda.
Right. Jacinda.
Yeah.
Jacinda. My bad. And they have to venture back to the moon to stop the moon from crashing into Earth and killing us all.
Right.
By the way, the moon is crashing into Earth because the aliens are kind of like, kind of crashing the moon into Earth.
So it's an alien
it's taking it out of orbit.
Basically,
yeah.
Basically, it's an alien AI, And it doesn't like humanity because millions and millions of years ago, our ancestors in this movie.
I was going to say that next.
They created an AI and everything was great until the AI kind of got mad and then turned against them and basically. They're
like, humans are inferior.
Yeah, so they took over humans, basically wiped them out, and then the humans created moons to go off and find new solar systems that had promising, like, future life forms. And that's, and the moon, our moon, Earth's moon, was the only one that got away.
Yep.
Finally, the AI found us, which was in 2011 in this movie, and that was the attack. And then for 10 years, it was drilling to the center of it, and then it finally was able to, I guess the center of the moon was like a dying neutron star, something like that.
It was a dwarf star.
It was a dwarf star, Jack.
I'm sorry, I can't believe I remembered that, but I did.
A dwarf star. So it surrounds the dwarf star, kind of like takes away its power, and the moon just becomes like irrelevant and starts to crash towards Earth.
It becomes a giant hunk of metal in space.
Yeah, pretty much.
With a gravitational pull.
So
whole story, just quick recap.
Moonfall. Save moon, save Earth. That's the plot.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much the plot of the whole movie.
So let's jump right into this. I have a
can't wait.
Kind of.
I'm so excited.
Why was Casey House? What is Casey something?
The like
horizontally challenged man. I was on the verge of saying a lot of different.
KC, why was he so obsessed with tracking the moon's trajectory in the beginning, like in the beginning of the movie?
Because he wants to prove that it was.
But how did he know?
I think he was just trying to prove himself.
But
he's just an extreme theorist.
Like, how lucky would you have to get to find go finally hack into the professor's computer, print out the moon reports, realize that, it's falling before NASA even does.
Yeah, that's my thing. NASA would know so many months ahead of time.
That's probably when it happened, is like as soon as it started is when he found out about it. Because
NASA would know as soon as
That's what I'm saying. That didn't really make any sense. They're like, wait. Did you know the moon is like out of orbit right now? That didn't really make any sense. But
this is one guy is just like
moonfall,
moon falling, and NASA's like, that's news to me, pal.
So you were saying earlier that the beginning of this movie was low-key kind of promising, right?
I didn't say that.
Who said that? Was that you, Zach?
Me.
Yeah. So you said the beginning was kind of promising.
The beginning was like of course there's gonna be stupid parts in it. I mean, the moon
there's
is
always,
falling.
Yeah.
But like. It seemed kind of promising.
Yeah, it was pretty promising in the beginning.
It was a little promising. I liked the main astronaut guy. I liked his actor. Yeah.
Patrick Wilson, solid guy.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know. I mean,
everyone's favorite exorcist.
Yeah, and you always got, the cheesy comedy fat guy.
Yeah, the comedic...
I miss the range.
The comedic relief. I'll name
mom.
Out the characters real quick because it's kind of like a common request, one person's
ahead.
Commented. But yeah, so we have KC, who's like the pretty much like primary like comedic relief, and he's also like a really super smart genius,
the smartest man in the room.
Yeah, and then we have Brian Harper, who is the astronaut we see in the beginning, who's blamed for all the the mishap that happened on the
NASA,
2011 mission.
NASA covered it up.
Yep. So. We have Jacinda, who is the girl astronaut who is on the spaceship in the very beginning, and she's throughout the entire thing.
She's like the
director of NASA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have his son, Sony Harper, who's just, another kind of like foolish kid.
A character that shouldn't have been in the movie.
He was in Dark Skies, if anyone watched that awful movie. Dark Skies.
We have the stepfather, Tom Lopez, who's also a really famous actor.
Yeah, that guy. I don't remember what I've
Michael
seen.
Michael Pena?
Ant-Man?
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Right.
The truth serum scene.
Yeah.
Then we have the young kid. We have Michelle, who's like, I don't know what she is in relation to all of them. I think she's just like a babysitter or something. And then the rest of the kind of crew is just whatever, irrelevant, kind of.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much, I really have nothing to say about the beginning of the movie. Like, it was like a normal, promising movie. Like, I do have to say, how they're fixing up that Mustang. He was fixing up the Mustang in his garage or whatever. I thought that was going to come in some point in the movie. Like, you know, he was going to be able to, like, take out the Mustang and, like a cool, like, you know, yeah, like drive away.
Classic Hollywood fashion.
Yeah, like, drive away from tsunami scene. But no, that never happened, which is kind of disappointing. But
they couldn't afford the Mustang.
Probably. So let's jump to where it kind of gets bad. And that's
everywhere.
When the moon falls.
The moment the
that's when
the moment the tide starts to rise.
But that's mainly when everything before that was like whatever, except for when Casey was kind of like standing there watching the water come, and he's like, he gets engulfed by the water, and then he's like, "Hey guys, I can't swim."
That was so stupid.
I was like, just let me take a moment.
Why were you standing there in the first place? But yeah,
that moment right there is exactly when the movie was like, it just started to go, and it just went,
it just plummeted straight.
That was a little questionable. Also, right how...
There. No, listen. The way he was standing there reminded me of, like, a little kid, like, waiting at their mom's door to, like, tell them they threw up.
Like, hey, Casey, get away from there. He's like, huh?
Big ball. Okay, big ball. I love big balls.
And then how did the, like, the NASA people know exactly where Brian was? You know how they, like, flew the helicopter to...
Exactly.
To the hotel that he was staying in. They knew exactly what room and where he was, unless they had, like, a secret tracker inside of him. That didn't really make too much sense, but...
Well, let me ask you a question, Jack. Yeah.
All right.
Was Brian vaccinated?
Oh, my God. All right.
Can you shut the fuck up?
Anyways, fast forward to when they have the great idea of taking a space shuttle out of a museum and using that to shoot it up to the moon, which...
They can't do that.
I mean, okay, well, do that. I'm no like astrophysicist.
They seal up the parts.
You know, it seems like it would be true, but you know, I don't actually know. Like maybe they just throw it in there, you know? Don't know. So that's like very questionable.
So they have a ready to go spaceship in a museum just sitting there?
Yeah, I mean,
kind of. I mean, they still have
to,
like,
they can just take it out and just, yeah, it's ready to go.
Why would they have like a styrofoam replica of a space shuttle in a museum?
Yeah, but you would assume they would put all, like, take out all the major, like, technology shit.
No, that's like desecrating history.
Yeah, that's true. But I would think they would, like, seal up certain things, so no, like, vigilante can go in.
Yeah,
there,
like,
they'd
take
in,
all,
and,
like, fuel out, and...
I mean, yeah, obviously that, but, like, also seal up the...
They'd
the
salvage...
Engines?
No.
But why
they'd
would
salvage,
they
like, the battery, probably, because the battery can be used for other shit.
Well, it is.
I don't know. I'm no engineer.
Yeah.
Or an astronaut. Maybe that's the problem with this movie.
I mean, aren't you going for like aerospace?
Yeah. Well, I'm not there yet. Give me a couple more years. Maybe
shouldn't
I'll like.
Be the expert
maybe
on
I'll
this?
Like Moonfall.
Yeah. Silly us. I mean, the moon isn't really a moon.
Silly
it's
you.
Just,
you.
Obviously,
dumb little silly
it's
boys.
A mini dwarf.
You could never. You could never. Your brains could never fathom the knowledge and like high IQ of this movie.
It's
so,
a NASA cover up.
Yeah, so they get the space shuttle and they take it over and they're, you know, rebuilding and everything. Giant earthquake happens, you know, yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
Moon's coming towards the Earth. All right. So this is where it starts to get kind of dumb. Like really dumb.
The CG was dumb to begin with, but it got really dumb.
I like the CG. I thought it was pretty good. But so they had okay, so they're launching off in the space shuttle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then,
which before that, right?
Okay,
like
yeah.
She sends everyone home.
Yeah.
And then, like, 5 minutes later, decides, "Hey, let's go. Let's just go."
That kind of made
this
sense.
Is the
why
didn't
you just
chick in
like
history?
You could have just maybe weighed your, you know, like all your options before you just like sent everyone home.
Dude, like, literally, over the course of 20 minutes, she went from, let's go to the moon, let's save Earth, to, one of the engines doesn't work. Mission's a bust. And then 5 minutes later, we could go off two engines. Let's get everybody back in the building.
I don't know. That was just...
It's kind of
I don't know if she would have, like, because time was, like, you know, they're crunched on time right there.
Yeah.
Everybody had to either get out or go for the mission. And I don't think she really had time to, like, okay, let's go back, reevaluate, like, all of our options, take 20 minutes to do it when, like, in 20 minutes, the giant tsunami was coming in to engulf everybody. So that a little bit made sense. But
it's like those other two side characters. They just, like, they had this whole sequence where they ran out to the helicopter.
That's what we're about to talk about.
Taking off, and it was just like, then they just die.
Oh, my God. That
I love
so
how,
dumb
and
too.
It's just like,
I love
it didn't
how
even
in this
show
movie,
it. It just kinda...
the moon is like this, like, looming threat. That every time it comes up, everyone's surprised. How are you surprised of where the moon is? It orbits in one direction, no matter how fast it's going. How do they not see the moon coming? And how do they not see that giant-ass wave on its way before they could launch on the rocket. It makes no sense.
Why did the helicopter fly into the tsunami? Beats me, bro.
Oh my god, dude.
Beats me. You know, they could have just gone, you know, left instead of right into it, but hey, that's beyond me. Oh, then let's also talk about
thinking.
Well, at some point, does it keep really, like, orbiting? Like, because I know the point is, like, there's Earth, and then
it keeps orbiting. I feel like it follows a pretty steady orbit. I mean, it probably goes like this, but slowly turns to the left. Yeah, but
it's off orbit. So, like, wouldn't it hit the Earth's, like, gravity and just crash?
It's not going like this. It's like, it's going in a circle. So, I don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like at one point, it wouldn't just a bunch of pieces fall off. I feel like the whole moon would just crash in there.
Yeah, that's what was going to happen. That's what was about to happen. It was kind of in the process of happening, but, you know, it stopped because they were able to save last minute. But so let's assume that the helicopter didn't just suicide into the tsunami for no apparent reason. Why wouldn't Sony and the two kids get on the helicopter with them instead of driving a car across of, you know, a Ravager scavenged land and, you know, catastrophic moon events crashing down.
Why would they get out and watch the shuttle go
That was another thing. That was another thing. Why would they do that? That makes no sense.
Gets out of the car and is like, that's my dad!
No, it's because it's because the characters in this movie have no common sense. They don't think.
They don't.
They just... stupid.
A lot of the scenes they didn't want to think, which was very apparent
I think the only people who think in this movie... like, just a little bit, or, like, Houseman and Brian.
Wait, what would you say?
Just House... like, the only people who actually think in this movie are Houseman and Brian.
Yeah. I mean...
because, I mean, honestly... maybe. You would have a movie... you would have a movie still with just those two characters.
And the father, who was in the military base, who stopped the
that guy
nuke
too.
Launch.
That guy, too.
He thought.
But, I mean, hey, they were already, like, seconds away... from being crushed by the moon.
I'm pretty sure he died. Didn't he die?
They all died.
I think they all died.
We saw them all die.
I don't really understand what their plan was with nuking the moon.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do they not understand that if the moon goes bye-bye, so does the Earth?
I mean, I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's true, but
what makes you say that?
I'm pretty sure the gravity of the moon is based off of like the Earth as well, but also if you like nuke the moon, what happens with all those pieces? What's gonna happen?
Exactly,
it's gonna come hurtling towards Earth. Earth.
I think their plan was they could break it into more pieces, and
so our atmosphere would burn it up easier. I guess probably what their plan was, but
it still would make everything worse.
I mean, it's
they're going
nice.
To blow it up though after the moon had already entered the atmosphere. That would do no good for
them. Yeah, exactly. It was like almost
no, it would literally do
I mean,
no
at least
good.
They, at least they admitted it. They're like, "Oh yeah, it's definitely going to like spew atomic radiation everywhere, but we probably shouldn't do this, but we're going to do it."
Yeah. This is the only option we have left.
I mean, and why didn't they just send a nuke down that hole when they saw that there was a freaking monster, like, or what they thought was a monster before, not like an AI technology?
Stop, you're being too logical.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're being too logical. Sorry. Why? I don't know why they didn't shove the 20 nukes down there, but you know, whatever. Yeah. Why?
Couldn't do that. There wouldn't be a movie then.
So I'm gonna take a break from hitting on this for a second, and I do have to say that this video is sponsored by. I'm just kidding.
Video sponsored by Moonfall.
This video is sponsored by Ad Open.
Insert please. Your ad here, please. Hopefully. I do have to say I really like the you guys might disagree with this, but I really like the cinematography this movie had. Like the different shots of the space, the really cool AI, the moon when it's demolishing the Earth.
The scenes and the characters were like, oh, tsunami, wow.
I mean, not that exactly, but like when the shots they would show like space and like the Milky Way galaxy, and like the animation was way better than what I thought of like Eternal space, where like the, you know, giant celestial is just popping out of a Earth like an egg hatching.
This moon gives Eternals a run for their money.
The cinematography and the CGI in this movie was, I thought, pretty good. Like they did a very good job on the visuals in this movie. I mean, the story might not have been like, you know, as par, but like, what do you think about like the cinematography? Do you think it was bad?
That helicopter though.
The CGI was pretty bad.
I mean, it was pretty.
Like, what
there
about
were
the
some
AI?
Standout moments.
What about the AI?
The AI was visually pleasing to look at.
It was very, and it was like you.
It was very like
you couldn't tell. It didn't look
psychedelic.
Like, it didn't look like Play-Doh or anything like that. Like that last helicopter did. Like, like, what do you think, Zach? Like,
I will say, like, there are parts where you could tell that they focus their CGI.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And there were parts where it needed to focus on its CGI, but I could tell where its budget went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was basically in two things, which was the alien monster and the moon falling.
Yeah.
Also, all the CG cars that they could not afford in real life.
I wish the... Like, I wish there was more Earth destruction in this movie. Oh, yeah. There's a moon falling. There wasn't a lot of it.
I thought there was a lot of it.
Well, I mean, love how...
There was just tsunami parts, which is like, yeah, that's cool and all. But I feel like we've seen that before, you know? Mm-hmm. Just go watch 2012.
Yeah,
exactly. And they got that movie.
I think that's what
they did it way better back then. Yeah. And that movie came out.
That movie had
like,
better CG.
2 years before?
It looked so much better back then. It came out in like 2010 or something. 2011.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It
literally
so cool.
called 2012. But
people literally thought the world was going to end after that movie came out.
Yeah, I mean, that was
like,
a stigma.
That was the big one because that was when like the Mayan calendar ended.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do have what about the scene where I think it was like New York City or like Seattle or something like some big city was just getting like demolished by the moon. Like, do you guys not remember that one? But like the moon is literally scraping on the top of like skyscrapers and stuff.
Oh yeah. That was a pretty cool movie.
That was cool.
And like a giant piece of moon just flies through a skyscraper.
Yeah,
like
that was
decapitates
cool.
it.
That was
pretty
really
cool.
Cool.
Like there were some standout moments. Like, dude, when the scenes were like a piece of moon crashed into a mountain. Like, that scene where, like, an asteroid crashed into the peak of a mountain mm-hmm. and kind of, like, obliterated it.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so cool.
That was awesome.
But then I look at the reaction of all the actors, and they're all just kind of like, oh, no.
Yeah, wasn't
like,
the reaction.
What is that reaction?
Yeah, it wasn't the reaction I assumed. But
you're in an apocalyptic setting, and you should be like,
I did like the destruction in, like, the mountains. I just thought, like...
It was cool.
Yeah, it was just I couldn't get past the plot of them being there. It, like,
I know.
Was so
yeah.
Useless.
Especially when, like, his son was, arriving at that cabin or that lodge where his family was.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all outside and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here. Oh my gosh. And then a giant meteor flies over and hits a mountain and they all just look at it and they're like,
yeah, they're like
let's go inside.
Yeah, like, that didn't make
yeah, like,
any sense.
It could literally crash into the house at any
it could
second.
Crash
and
any moment.
All.
And they're also
and they're
nonchalant
going inside.
About it. They're also nonchalant
Don't
about
go
it.
Inside. You gotta watch to see if they're gonna hit nearby.
Yeah.
How did Sony know exactly where the house was?
He's probably been to it before, probably.
But, like, how did he know they were going there? He wasn't connected with them at all. How did, they didn't have a phone
True.
To call him at all. Like, how,
True.
And then how was he, like, strategically
also, maybe his
right...
dad told him?
Also, the mom literally almost, like, killed him. Got
but
him.
Wait.
No,
wait,
that wasn't the mom.
They needed
Who
a car.
That was just, like,
they?
A random neighbor.
The what?
Remember that? They needed
Karen.
A car.
Yeah.
And he was like, because they got carjacked, because...
Mm-hmm.
The son is stupid.
Very stupid.
And
he literally
he,
gave him
they
a gun
basically
for that
through
reason.
The snow. Yeah, he gave him
well,
that
he
gun.
Kicked
he did
the
eventually
car.
Use the gun, but we'll get to that.
Yeah,
smart.
Eventually, but like...
But he needed a car, so I think that's the main reason why he hooked up with his family. And...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I used the wrong word there. He reconvened with his family because he needed a car or means to get to where... the general dad was so they could get the safety in the bunker.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can we talk about how, like, they were like, guys, we gotta get out of here. We gotta go to, like, the mountains or something. Or, like, how is that gonna help? Like, the moon is falling into the earth. Like, everything's gonna get destroyed. Like, how is moving to a different state
gonna
help?
I think going to the mountains was just to get away from, like, the tsunamis.
No, I agree with
that. Then I feel like no,
no
then
like,
I feel like the mountains would be way safer than just like some house.
Well, no, because
yeah,
mountains
true,
are just gonna start erupting the volcanoes. Like they're like oh, increase in tectonic and volcanic activity.
Well, not, I think that would happen at all.
No, but like I'm just saying like
I mean,
if the moon was gonna fall into the earth, okay,
yeah,
the earth is
chaos.
Going to be completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
What are they gonna do then? Move to another state? Nothing's
go
gonna
to,
help there.
You're just gonna
yeah,
have
why?
To do end of world things. I mean,
go
like,
to Greenland.
The world's
nothing happens
destroyed.
In Greenland.
Yeah, I'm a little it's curious. Why was everybody so frantic to go to Colorado? Like, what's so great about Colorado?
Higher altitude. That's literally.
Is that why?
That's the only thing I could think of.
Like, why wouldn't they want to go to? I don't know, like
Mount Everest.
Not Mount Everest, but like, I don't know, like the South Pole or like somewhere like north or south. Because doesn't
why?
The moon like have like a you know, the moon's like going like, I don't know, like,
yeah, I guess
kind of near the equator-ish or whatever. Predicted
where it's gonna crash into. Although I'm pretty sure if the moon crashes into the Earth,
I think it would just gone. Yeah, I think
where the was Earth the, would blow up.
So they should have definitely. Doesn't really matter where the impact is gonna be.
Again, you guys not are right an astrophysicist. Like, the don't know
the whole orbit of the moon though. Like, there should have been some sort of logical, like,
I don't know. There like, could be like an
piece of information where it was like, oh, this is the one spot where the moon is least likely to orbit around because of its orbital path.
That's what I'm saying.
It's elliptical, but it's going to orbit in like a kind of consistent path. It might change a little bit, but this is the one spot where it won't really orbit for like a good 3 or 4 months. Let's all just go there and migrate after 4 months to a different place.
I think the Earth would have been gone by the time that the moon like crashed into it.
Yeah, true.
I'm not. Yeah, like I said, not a science person. Wish I was, but
and like especially
if we all went to Greenland. Moon. I think we would. They would have because stood a better
I think
chance.
I think they would have been better off than what they were. At least yeah, that's what it seems. Definitely. You know.
Yeah.
But
why didn't we direct this movie? Like
because I don't want to lose money.
We will one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. My opinion might be a little skewed because like I'm a huge like space nerd. Like I
so
love...
am I, but that's oh my god!
I mean, okay, that's why like I really appreciated like the
Pluto
great
fall. Okay. Let's do it.
That's why
Pluto
I appreciated
action 3D.
The great like cinematics and like different shots they had in here. And like I've always read about like Dyson spheres and stuff too, and actually being able to see one in like a live screen was awesome.
What's a Dyson sphere?
That's what they had going around the dwarf star.
Oh.
Yeah, it basically, like, harnesses its energy or whatever. And it,
that giant gyroscope thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's, like, theories on if we could get, like, a Dyson sphere around our sun, then we could, like, turn our civilization, like, closer to a Type 1 civilization than, you know, because right now we're below a Type 1. But that's, like, I don't know.
That's a Type 1 civilization.
Yeah, like, it's measured on how much power we're able to use and, like, how much power we use. So, like...
Do they know that we could use more power? Like, we could actually grow? Or...
Who's they?
I don't know.
Wait, who are
anyone?
You? In this movie?
Like, is it Brian Harper? Like, in real... No, are we talking about the movie right now or real life?
I'm talking about real-life Dyson spheres, and then they put it in this movie, which I thought was awesome. Yeah. I mean, there's obviously no Dyson spheres in real life that I know of around the sun, because I think we'd notice, but...
How do you explain Dyson vacuums?
They're, very cool. Sponsor us.
Vicky's losing her shit over there.
But yeah, that's I don't know. My opinion might be a little skewed, but
I'll tell you one thing though. I actually really didn't like the cinematography. As far as like the camera shots go, and the
I feel like a lot of it was CGI.
No, I'm talking about like the actual camera shots.
Well, that's what I mean. Like any good shots were CGI.
There was just so much cutting when there was no need for it. Like
I didn't notice.
I noticed
it didn't. It wasn't like, so bad where it was like really noticeable for me at least.
No,
see,
for
I bet
me it was
this
like
is a movie where
dude,
the other Nick would notice.
I love movies where like cuts are very long and drawn out and actually have meaning.
Really
and
like
cut
Dunkirk.
When it's actually necessary. This movie just like did it off a whim, dude. Like one character talks, cut to them. Another character talks. Cut to them immediately.
Because, like,
if there's,
no
like,
offense.
Any sort of banter, just spam the cut button
yeah,
back
I
and
feel
forth.
Like, no offense to the actors, because, like, I'm sure you tried your best, but, like, they weren't very good in this movie.
Yeah, no.
And maybe that's why it led to a lot of cuts. Maybe things were just either cut out.
Yeah.
Because, because I'm sure a lot of scenes just need a ton of CGI, even just in the background.
Yeah.
It's true.
So either it got cut out because budget reasons, or they were just actually terrible actors and just
and probably
it just
a culmination
needed to be,
of
like,
those things
wiped off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, the flow of this movie was pretty bad.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, I didn't notice it at all.
Well, it just got flow. It was like it went from oh no, the moon's out of orbit to oh no, we're gonna lie to our people. Oh no, it got leaked.
Dude,
oh,
I didn't
no,
even realize
the moon
when the time
is
skip
actually
happened.
Falling. And then like oh no, there's an evil thing living in the moon. Killing everyone that wants to kill people in electronic spaces.
So, and also, the aliens are human.
So what would
also,
you?
Why didn't it come to Earth then?
So what would you do though?
I don't
wait,
know.
We said why didn't it come to Earth? They explained it. They wanted to get rid of the moon, like the celestial, like, or the ancient civilization that, like, you know, put itself there.
Yeah. And the AI within it. See, that makes no sense, though, because...
Okay. Shut up and let me explain.
Fucking fine.
God.
Sorry.
Yeah, so they wanted to destroy that and the Earth at the same time. Like, how hard is that to understand? Like, that makes sense,
okay, actually. But then why does it come out of the hole when anytime there's people in an electronic atmosphere?
Because they want to kill it.
Yeah, so wouldn't it want to kill the people on Earth, too?
Yes, that's why they're crashing the moon into the Earth.
I don't know.
How does that not make sense?
I don't know. I just feel like if there's one alien cluster here, why don't, like, I feel like all the alien clusters would just be together because they've annihilated pretty much everything, and Earth is the last, like, bastion of humanity.
But Nick, you need
Moonfall 2. No, but let me finish.
How is Moonfall 2 going to happen? But
Moonfall 2 doesn't need to happen. Let me explain why.
But it's probably going to.
Okay, explain why. Why didn't all the fucking alien clusters just cluster together and make this super cluster and then just all, like, indiscriminately attack humanity? They'd just die anyways, and then they just destroy the moon.
So, you saw what happened when they were, like, having the space fight or the space chase where they flew through all the guns and it started shooting and it slowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would realize that it was going to get slowed down by bullets and, you know, missiles and stuff. So if it just went straight to
Earth.
That's
why if they had more nanobots, if they had all
I agree about that, but they didn't. So if they went just straight to Earth to attack Earth,
why?
They'd know, the AI, I'm sure, is smart enough to know that it would get shot up by a bunch of bullets and stuff.
I know.
So that's why its plan was, okay, let's just crash the moon and the Earth. Like, it's not that.
Question is just, like, if why wouldn't all of the nanobots be at Earth? Because Earth is literally the last place
you'd think it would, like, send a transmission or something to all the other AI.
I found them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, come here, we found them. And then it would be, like, a much shorter movie. And it would just, like, I don't know.
Let's get these bitches.
Maybe it wouldn't be Moonfall. It would just be like Alien Siege.
Maybe that's what the end was talking about, where he's like, we got to prepare.
Oh, yeah. Because they're probably all coming now.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for the second.
Yeah, or maybe they were so far away that it took them, you know, they were on their way, but it just took them a while to actually get there. Who knows? Like, maybe they scattered out across, like, the different parts of the universe.
I just don't care enough to care. But, like,
I mean, I'm just trying to explain, like, why. I'm trying to make it make sense, you know?
You know what? And I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Because now I understand why it didn't go to Earth.
I think, like,
because it's bad.
The whole core of the movie just doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to interject sense.
Well, see,
into
what I feel like it just got really dumb when it added the alien stuff. I feel it should have just been the moon actually falling. Like, I feel like that would have been cooler than just, like...
Yeah. But I don't know if you've seen, like, today's trend of movies, though, but there's, like, a million different plots within movies nowadays. It's never just as simple as, oh, the moon's falling. It's, like, there's got to be something else.
But it's just like a extinction annihilation movie.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that's... And then it had that cool backstory or whatever, and I don't know, like, yeah.
Today the Earth stood still. That's a movie we should do. I feel like that's a good movie to do.
Never seen it.
Me neither, but so, I've heard good things about it.
Let me talk about this dumb scene, though. Okay. Where the moon's, like, you know, coming over that, like, little town they stumble upon they get to them.
Yeah.
And, like, all the tents are flying up in the air and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then just, like, is the moon's gravity, like, just selective of who it wants to take up?
Oh, no.
Because listen to this. They're like, okay, let's take shelter in some scrappy little shed, wooden shed that has, like, you know, it's crap. It's literally a shed
for a
lawnmower.
Shambles.
So they go in there, right, thinking it's going to hold up, which apparently it does for some freaking reason. And then the only thing in there that's getting attracted by the gravity is the heaviest thing in the room, which is the lawnmower.
Yep.
How does that make sense? They're just perfectly fine sitting in a corner, and the lawnmower, the tractor is getting, like, pulled towards that. Like, what?
It's getting pulled towards them.
Yeah, not even up. Just pulled towards. Yeah. Okay, that did not make sense. That was stupid.
That weighs less than that tractor should be, like, flying. Like,
and that could have actually made a good scene to where maybe the barn did rip up, right?
Say
the whole barn ripped up, and then the tractor's the only thing actually staying on the ground because it's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the guy's holding on to it as like flying up in the air, and the kid's, like, holding on to his leg.
It gets chained down to a foundation.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be kind of a cool scene where they're kind of,
like,
they're hanging on for their life?
That would be much better than it not making sense.
And then it, you know.
And you can't even say that.
Just like in Zathura, dude. Like, when he rolls a piece where it's, like, gravity, and then they started getting pulled out of the house, and he's just grabbing onto, like, a support beam in the house until it's over.
And it's
this was, like, a scene where I'm like, okay, they're running out of budget here. Because it's, like, They're going inside, so they don't have to show the outside. So no CGI there. And then the only thing that's happening is a tractor getting pulled to them.
Yeah. They could have made it more sense. And they can't even argue with, like, it's like, oh, it's magnetic, because I saw tents flying up in the air and stuff.
Yeah, it's not magnetic.
So I think this is exhibit A of gravity being selective on who it affects. Exhibit B, the tree scene.
Remember, but you're telling me the moon's gravity is stronger than the Earth's?
That didn't make sense either. They're like, oh, it's getting bigger. Like, what?
Like, how's
it getting
bigger? Maybe water coming up, I could see, because water is
actually,
so light.
Actually, I think because it's because of the star within it, because the star is all that mass condensed into one spot.
We got to talk about the tree scene.
But then their whole calculations of the moon's gravity to begin with would be really skewed, because it would be super
heavy.
Yeah, because
it would
be hollow. Yeah, for one, it's hollow. Well, I mean, that doesn't matter, because it has a giant star in the middle of it.
Yeah.
No matter what the size of the star is, it's still like its gravity is massive, because the amount of matter and mass packed into that small space is much more dense than anything here. So it's way more like gravitationally strong than anything on Earth.
What was it, a dwarf star?
Yeah, it doesn't even matter what kind of star
it
was.
Dwarf stars have like crazy.
Oh, they're nuts.
They're nuts.
They're probably they're like thousands of times bigger than Earth.
That megastructure would have to just almost completely nullify the gravity.
Aren't dwarf stars way bigger than our sun?
No.
No.
They're not.
They're dwarf stars. They're tiny.
Our sun's an average star.
Because we're gonna nerd out for a sec. They're tiny because they're super compact.
Yeah.
Because they're super compact, their gravity is fucking insane. They're like borderline. They're basically baby black holes.
They're baby black holes.
Like dwarf stars, if they're near another star, they literally suck the energy out of that star until it just completely spirals and explodes into a black hole.
Yeah, it's...
Who's the genius who, decided, hey, let's build a giant structure around a...
that somehow withstands the gravity.
Black hole waiting to happen.
Well, okay, the Dyson sphere is, like, a real... Not a real thing, but it's, like, an actual, like, scientifically sound thing.
It's an actual mechanism.
Yeah, like, it's an actual thing created. I don't know that it's, kind of suspends its... gravitational pull. Remember, and like heat, apparently, because the AI robot was apparently just able to surround it and just turn it off for some reason. You have something to say?
Yes. Okay. So it was a white dwarf that was inside that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our sun is a white dwarf.
I don't think so.
I just I looked it up.
I looked at it.
Pretty sure. Okay. I took like astronomy.
A typical white dwarf is about as massive as the sun. So it's like the same thing as our sun.
Oh, see, I thought it was like...
Shoot,
I don't think so, because it's inside of a moon, Vicky. So how is it the same size as our sun?
It literally says a typical white dwarf is about as massive as the sun.
Okay, massive, that makes sense. Size doesn't.
Yeah, but... only
slightly bigger than the Earth.
Oh.
So what are you reading that on?
Kind of makes
Google?
Sense.
Google?
NASA.gov.
I guess
so. You're gonna listen to NASA?
That's
not
moon. No, I guess it's not a credible story. It says massive as a sun, but no bigger than Earth.
Yeah,
that's an average dwarf star. So I guess this one's not.
You need to be going on Google Scholar,
star.
Vicky, and
like
finding articles on Google Scholar, because NASA.gov is not a credible source.
I don't see any sources cited.
Yeah, where's the sources? Where's the scholarly
articles?
Is this
by Bill Nye, the Science Guy?
Where's the scholarly articles listed? Because
is this MLA format? I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah, if it's an APA, it's invalid.
Yeah, that's chemistry.
Okay, wait, there's another thing. Okay, there's another thing saying a typical white dwarf is half as massive now.
Oh.
As the sun.
Yeah, so anyways, next subject.
No, you got to talk about the tree scene. We keep avoiding it.
What tree scene?
We were on a train of just different scenes where gravity just completely affects who it wants to affect.
Yeah.
And nobody else. Right. This tree scene. Remember when the kid was stuck? The Brian's son was stuck under a tree.
Oh yeah.
Remember that? And they're like, "Oh, here comes the moon. The gravity's going to help us
lift
the tree."
Gravity. Like, wouldn't it lift everybody else?
The tree starts to float. How does that girl not fly off the ground?
It's lifting the tree, which is way heavier than both of them
combined. It's pulling the tree.
And
it's so much lighter.
How is Sony, alive?
Exactly.
He's getting crushed by a tree.
And dude, they lift the tree.
He looks down. He's like, oh,
they lift
crap.
The tree, and you just see the sun just scurry, crawling on the ground.
See,
stand up.
Everything.
Like, what the fuck is happening?
Ever since they introduced the sun, by just having him get arrested for whatever reason. I knew it was going to be the worst subplot ever.
Yeah.
But it got really bad when it was like, okay, we're getting in the car and we're leaving. Right there, when that subplot went off on its own, garbo.
Yeah.
Garbo. Yeah. You could have just erased that and just had the rest of the movie and it would have been better.
Yes, it really would have been.
So when they, after they got out of the car or whatever, and before the tree scene,
mm-hmm.
and they were heading up towards the mountain hole thing that was apparently superior construction,
mm-hmm.
When the daughter, like, ran out of air or whatever,
no.
so
oh, no.
he's like, oh, don't worry, let me just no. give you my, so what, like.
He could have just carried her and
this
kept
guy,
doing, like, switching
this
off.
Guy,
exactly.
Why didn't they just sit there and this switch guy, off? I mean, I guess they didn't know that, I mean, like, the oxygen would return, so maybe he was like,
it also
I'll
would,
give her all of it,
It
bro.
Also would take
but,
up all the, like, half of the oxygen, so you wouldn't last as long.
This guy obviously didn't see A Quiet Place 2. Where they shared the oxygen.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they all do that? To conserve, like, why would they
exactly,
all carry
bro,
this?
They were just burning through that oxygen like
because
crazy.
Theoretically, they could all just keep, like, holding their breath or whatever and just
yeah.
take, like, breaths, like, very conservative, like, of the oxygen.
Or just take
because that's not
going to
last
very,
forever.
No, but they're just going to climb a mountain breaths. And use all of the air tanks they have.
Like, bro, did you see how long that guy went without breathing any oxygen? He was like... Maybe breathing for like a whole minute without oxygen. You gotta wait in a minute, taking a puff, and be like, oh.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
just repeat the process.
Yeah.
And they would have been fine
A-okay.
For like a good
and then
like 5 hours.
Also, how they go out to like he's like, I gotta go save him, or whatever, because the oxygen's back, or whatever. He's totally not dead.
Mm-hmm.
So they like run back out there and basically just get like demolished by like every natural disaster known to man. Then the magically the tree lifts up over him and he doesn't, and the girl doesn't, and then they're just like turn around and go back.
Bro, okay, no,
like
look,
all right,
listen though, I have like I have a lineup of different different exhibits of where gravity just. Does whatever the hell it wants. Exhibit C, the freaking spacecraft scene where it has the parachute.
Yeah.
Where? What? It's parachuting to the Earth. It's falling to Earth from a parachute.
They also were
how
just,
is
like,
it just
right
like,
there too.
Well, I mean, because the moon was very close.
Yeah.
But what
so that makes sense.
Like,
well, they are heavy.
I don't. The moon's right there, so I don't know about
well,
heavy.
Well, according to this movie's logic, it favors heavy things. So why wouldn't it favor that?
But no, wouldn't the capsule just like be flying all over the place?
If there's no air, then like
fucky?
If there's no air, then how would the parachutes even work?
I mean, it's blowing wind. We see wind blowing
in
that scene like freaking crazy.
Argument invalid.
And giant pieces of asteroid just. Going Mach 7, wherever the hell, and the capsule's just like,
So, I have like a little segment. It's like a little game segment that I'm gonna like ask you guys. It's a what would you do segment. Okay, I have two scenarios. So first scenario, you are the director of NASA, right? The
mm-hmm.
top secret clearance.
I'm Jacinda. Yeah.
You know,
stop
that
doing that.
It was an alien. And this not even a. Not Jacinda, this is before.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the beginning. So,
on the other guy, yeah.
Yeah, so you know that it was an alien AI that attacked the satellite repair mission, and you saw that it was drilling through the moon, because they had all that information. Why else would they start building the EMP?
Mm-hmm.
So, option A, you realize that it's a huge threat, so you start building a mega EMP bomb device to stop it. However, you run into some budgeting issues, so you halt production and let the alien live on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But do you know the alien's electronic?
They did, because that's why they're building the EMP. Why else would they be building
also,
an EMP? And here's
you go
that, wait,
on,
here's option
they,
B. Here's option
were
B.
Why were they building an EMP?
Because they knew it was an AI. They knew it was like a it was a technology.
No, it was all a plot. They were like, we have this EMP because the swarm is AI.
Yeah, it's like a technology or whatever that was doing it. They knew that. So
what do you think they were bringing to the moon?
Yeah, they knew that. So option
B. It wasn't
really
explained well, but it was stated. It was like, yeah. It's AI.
You realize that it was a huge threat, so you start building a mega EMP bomb device to stop it. But
mm-hmm.
Upon building it, you run into some budgeting issues. But instead of just giving up, you do everything in your power to keep building the device to stop the mysterious AI alien that's drilling through the moon and potentially going to, like, you know, do something very evil in the future.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Do you choose option A or do you choose option B?
What's option A?
Option A was the one where you just run into budgeting issues and stop.
What's option B?
Option B is where you run into budgeting issues and you keep pushing to get the money and continue to build the EMP and make the mission like successful.
Hmm. What would I do to make money?
To make money? What are you talking about? You're NASA. You go to whoever's freaking
crowdfunding?
No, you go to whoever's handling the budget and you're like, "Hey, look, cuz I'm pretty sure
give us more money."
No, I'm pretty sure that
so either option you pick, there's going to be budget cuts, right?
There's going to be budgeting problems either way, right?
Okay, both options there's a budget issue. So one of them the director fights to get more money to actually finish the mission, and the other one the director's just like, "Ah, whatever."
Okay, I'm not. Are you arguing?
Yeah, what are you arguing here?
I'm just like, I think this is a dumb question.
It is a dumb question.
But that's the point.
But let me go.
That's exactly the point.
Yes, I would probably fight because, like, you know, save.
That's the point. Why wouldn't they do that in the movie?
No shit.
I'm just gonna save some fuck shit.
Why wouldn't you fight?
Exactly.
Giving up means you just kill everyone.
Exactly. I want that.
I mean,
option A.
True. But like, okay. But the thing with, like, real-life NASA is if something's getting budget cut, like, a month later, it's getting completely cut.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we're – okay, so, like,
this NASA – this is a special scenario. Yeah, yes, you yes, think yes. that – I don't think NASA's, like, keeping this, like, just like, oh, let's just swipe this under the rocks, not tell the president, not tell anybody. I'm pretty sure they would make this a high-level priority inside the internal government. Right. And they would –
which – but the government didn't know about the moon.
They did. That's why they were building the EMP.
They didn't seem like they cared about that part at
exactly,
all.
Exactly, they didn't. That's the point I'm getting at. Is like, why would they not care?
They'd like rather build like 12 nukes and nuke the moon than like actually solve the equation.
I don't think they built 12 nukes for the moon. I think they just had 12 just nukes had or 12, whatever.
Because America.
Yeah, because like, America. But like, yeah. I'm but pretty like, sure. Yeah.
But okay, NASA wouldn't just like be like, okay, this is confidential. You know, giant alien living in moon. No one has to know about that. You know, we'll just chalk this up as guy did bad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll crash the whole satellite.
Yeah, we'll try and create an EMP, but like if we run into budget cuts, which we did, we're not going to do anything about it. Because
they should have just used the EMP
whatever.
For Modern Warfare 2.
But why?
So
why,
much more effective.
But see, if the government knew, why would they run into budget cuts? The whole damn budget of the military should be
going. Why would the whole budget of the whole world would go
into? Not even that. You tell the maybe not the whole world, but your allies, they would know.
The whole budget
would be working on this shit right now.
Oh my goodness.
Would you? Okay, so here's another like question. I didn't write this one down, but would you tell the whole world that this happened, or would you cover it up? Because if you saw what happened when the whole world found out, is everybody went into panic.
Right. Well, okay.
For good reason. Yeah,
you don't have to tell the whole world. You don't have to, there's a difference between keeping it between governments and keeping it between everyone. Because if you just tell the citizens, like, anything straight up, they're going to go into panic. You saw what COVID did with toilet paper.
Yeah.
And imagine that times 80. Mm. We're boned. So you can't just tell people like.
Which was shown in this movie.
Houseman did kind of tweet about it.
Yeah, the guy's just like, "Oh my god, guys!
Oh my god, when they posted
on
Twitter,
I'm correct.
Everyone lost and their minds."
Like, yeah. But like 10 years ago, like,
and then they somehow believed him. Anyways,
that didn't really make
any
sense.
If I went on Twitter and be like, "Hey guys, the killer clowns are back."
I'm pretty sure there's a dude. Like, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there on Twitter every single day who's tweeting about, "Hey, the moon's gonna fall," or "Hey, the Earth is flat."
Finally, moonfall's trending.
Yeah.
Finally, yes.
So
I have a fun question for you guys.
I don't want to hear it.
What would you rather have, Brian and Jacinda make out, or Brian's son and Sony make out?
Okay, next question.
What? I don't even care enough about this movie to know who those
Brian's son
are.
And Sony are the same person.
So, like,
yes.
You want Brian's son and Sony, then.
What are you talking about? All right, here's the second what would you do scenario. It's much easier than this one, okay? Than the one I just said before.
The last one was an overwhelming.
This is much easier than the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, there's Nick here who's special. But
yeah, he's horizontal.
So here you are. Here's your situation.
Okay.
You were driving away from a giant tsunami.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But you see that a spaceship is launching. Would you A, keep driving, B, get out and watch the spaceship, or C, here's C,
You keep, go, man.
Here's C.
Oh, shit.
Option C is keep driving and watch the spaceship in the rearview mirror.
Well, you see me what would as you a do? Very irresponsible driver.
Of course.
I would obviously go with option C and keep driving whilst watching the gravity wave and the rocket launch at the same time, double-crossing my eyes
alpha.
In both directions so I see both at the same time.
Or just glancing
and
I just in the rearview
mirror. See me being the biggest male chub that ever. I am.
And then I drive off and swerve off the road and have a horrible car crash down the side of a cliff.
Oh, well, at least it would end. At least it would end.
But at least I saw side, that epic moment.
At least it would end with my the own rest eyes. Of that story.
Hmm?
Huh? See, the only reason I'd say get out of the car and watch the tsunami is so that damn awful side story would just end there.
Yeah.
With them dying.
Mm-hmm. But no, I'd probably go with option A and just keep driving.
But, yeah, I mean, real life me, being the beta male that I am, I'd also probably get out of the car and watch it because I just want the tsunami to hit me.
Not only just get out of the car, but make everybody else get out of the car to watch
guys,
it.
Guys, get out of the car and watch this
movie. Hey, guys, let's watch the spaceship go off.
Guys, and the sun's just like, no.
Guys, you won't believe this shit. Get out of the car right now.
We already saw it, man. We're trying to leave.
Like, if I was in that situation... I don't care there's a spaceship going off. I'm driving. Or I'm making whoever's driving drive.
I mean, guys, already.
Remember that to that time where we were sitting on this compound with all those people building that spaceship and making it go off? And then they told them all to go home?
Yeah, like...
Guess what's happening right now? Like, let's get out and watch.
No, but dude, like, nothing interests me anyways as it is. Like, I would not be interested in seeing a giant gravity
See, now,
wave in a rocket
maybe
go
if
off.
You're just, maybe like, if it was oblivious, like, right?
Maybe
say if, you're oblivious.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get out and you're watching it go off because you have loved ones in it and you know that you want to make sure they don't just crash and die.
But I, mean, I don't know what you're going to do, though.
Gonna but you're watching... Yeah, I know. But just say you're just obliviously dumb, right? Just say that you're obliviously dumb.
Yeah.
And you're watching it, and then you just see the helicopter get engulfed, right? The Play-Doh helicopter just goes bye-bye. It just disappears. Wouldn't that just trigger something in your head to be like, oh, shit, that's going to be me in about
that's,
5 seconds.
That was real. That just happened. All those people just died.
I think that's at the moment where they were like, oh, get back in the car.
Guys,
but no, me in car. That situation, if it's not like Andrew Garfield and Chris Pratt making out, I'm dipping, bro. I'm
what
getting
is up with you
agreed.
And wanting actors to just make out? What is this?
Don't judge me.
Also,
okay?
Why Chris Pratt and Andrew Garfield? Where did that come from?
I like
from?
Andrew Garfield and
Chris
Pratt.
I feel like you've thought about this one before.
I have my fantasies. You have your fantasies. Okay, let's move on.
Star-Lord and Spider-Man make a good couple.
Yeah.
Nick has a note section of actors he wants making out.
I have a whole, like...
I mean, who doesn't?
I have a whole thing on my notes on my phone.
He probably has an entire, like, book written on
I've
it.
I've written fan arts about it.
Actors who would look
scholarly, good scholarly articles written on
scholarly
it.
Scholarly articles posted on databases.
So, I have one more thing.
Oh, great.
So, like I said, I've said this, like, a million times, but I'm no astrophysicist, right? But in the end, when the moon is literally, like, freaking, like... This close to Earth. This close to Earth. Like, it's like, already...
Wouldn't
in, they're
Earth
both in there,
pull,
like...
be pulling it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure it would just continue to crash in the Earth, even if they, like, you know, killed the evil, like... Or took the evil, like, AI away from it. Like, I don't think the... Unless the Dyson Sphere thing is, like, thrusting the moon away from it, which wasn't explained at all or even implied at all. Wouldn't the moon just continue to, like, you know, crash into Earth? Because, like, you know, both gravities are pulling each other into each other, you know?
Fall.
Moon do be falling.
It did say that when the AI was away from the dwarf star, that it was, like, correcting itself.
Maybe in the beginning that made sense. Maybe. I don't even know, but maybe. But, like, how does that make sense? I mean, I guess unless, like, the ancient civilization, like, AI living inside of it was actually steering the thing, which that's probably the most plausible answer here, but...
They just used the star as an engine.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was, I'm pretty sure. But, like, so, I mean, I guess that does make sense, because, like, how would that moon have gotten there in the first place? Like, it would have had to have traveled, but who knows, man?
Fuck.
You know, who knows?
I'm starting to think, why? What is this movie? Well, so, like...
Hey, I liked it.
This... shut up. So, like, this, like, the moon, right? Mm-hmm. It's a moon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they put,
well,
like,
it's a
there's, there's a covering over it, right? Yeah. Which is the moon's crust.
Yeah.
Crusty.
Mm-hmm.
Cookie cake, yeah.
So it, like, what is its purpose? It makes power and it grows, like, plants and shit in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
Straight up a Halo ring.
Like, what is it?
It's like the Traveler.
No, inside of it, the ring's inside of it.
Like, yeah, what is its purpose? What does it do?
To keep the AI system running inside of there.
But what does the AI system do?
What does the moon do for humanity?
Wait for humans to contact it, I guess.
Wait for Moonfall 2! Jesus,
It's actually probably not going to be Moonfall 2. It's going to be Sunfall.
It's probably not going to come out because this movie's probably going to do shit. But, I mean, prove me wrong.
No, it's going to be called Moon Rises.
Hey, people like me, I would go back and watch it.
Independence Day 3.
Watch the next one.
Yeah, I mean, but like, so the ancient humans, right, sent it to Earth for what reason?
No, it created Earth.
It did.
It created the Earth.
Yeah, it helped create the Earth. And it was doing it in search of, more advanced human beings, like itself.
For sustainable life.
Well, actually, because remember the scene where they planted the seeds inside of Earth to, like, grow humans? To make humans. Like, they put DNA inside of the Earth to, like, make mammals. Yeah, yeah. They explained that.
Honestly, I think I might have fell asleep at that. That's why I'm not remembering.
There were points in this movie where I was just like, I'm this close from just walking out. Dude.
It was so
I wasn't.
Stupid.
I'm this close. I honestly thought it was cool.
For that part. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, they explained it. Like, the moon, like, kind of helped create the Earth and, like, the atmosphere and stuff. And then
I honestly... Yep, that's exactly where I passed out.
Because I think that's where it's
I remember it talking about the Earth and it showing like its lava state, and then I just it goes black until the kid's under the tree. Like, honestly, that's just where I blacked out at. I don't remember anything during that.
I admire your ability to drone out to such loud like noise.
Oh, I didn't drone out. I was like, I was probably literally dead for a couple seconds.
I mean, the only movie I fell asleep for ever really in movie theaters was Space Jam 2. So
yeah, that was the
second
time.
So incredibly boring.
Well, you gotta remember the day before I literally went to an amusement park. I went to Disney, so I was quite tired the next day. But yeah, that's the only time I ever fell asleep. That and then the Bond movie, but that was because it was literally like fucking 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it really was. The Bond movie was good. It was a good late. Movie. Yeah. I was struggling.
It was
super it was just late. Really freaking late.
Super late.
But that's all I have, guys.
Freaking he had Jonas Brothers tattooed on his arm.
Who?
His son.
That was a joke.
I think it was a joke.
That was a joke.
I know. <Yeah. laughs> that was a funny scene. She was like,
"That was hilarious.
I got you. You should have seen the look on your face."
I feel like this should have been a Netflix movie, and I don't know why.
It's too big of a budget to... With all the cinematography and stuff they had in there, I don't think it was so bad.
Honestly, does all that CGI cost more money than actually owning the practical effects, like owning actual planes and cars?
One thing I just thought was weird... So, like...
No, hang on real quick before we go on a new point. I stand corrected. Red Notice, remember that movie?
Yeah.
Its budget was $200 million.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We discussed this in the... on the podcast. Yeah.
Because they had three big hitting actors.
Yeah. So, $200 million Notice's budget.
Plus all the cars and
this movie's
guns.
Budget was $140 million. So, this definitely could have been a Netflix movie.
Because half the shit was fake, Jack. It was all made by a computer.
Yeah, but like it's not just the computer. It's money. It's a person behind the computer who's actually designing it.
They pay the person.
Yeah,
don't
like that's an incredible skill.
Millions and millions of dollars to wreck all these like sets and vehicles and blah blah blah.
True.
You know.
True. So.
So.
I mean, there you
what go. Do I know though? I don't do set design.
So like you know when they go up and they're attempting to lure out the alien. And it comes out,
mm-hmm.
and then it finds them because the
device is on.
The device is on, and the phone's on. And he, like, first of all, he literally destroys the phone in, like, two taps, which, like, I guess if it's, like, an Apple, it makes sense.
Well, he smashed it. I don't know.
Okay, but that wasn't really what I was going for. But the other thing, right, he destroys it. But then it somehow still, like, comes on and works afterwards.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I don't...
Yeah, that was a little patchy, but...
So,
I
like...
I understand technology.
It was just off for a certain amount of time, and he got to turn back on.
Guess so.
I bet. Maybe the moon repaired it or something. I don't know.
The movie 2012 had a higher budget than this movie.
Did it?
Well, $200 million.
I would imagine.
You could tell by how it looked.
Yeah, it did. It did look really good, especially for its time. I don't know how well it holds up because I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember it looking really good.
I remember not liking it all that much. I didn't but like I probably it. Would like it over you didn't this like movie. It?
When I watched
I
don't know. It,
I mean, I watched it as a kid. I thought it was over bombastic, which I it was an apocalypse.
One thing
movie.
I do remember is that the actors were actually good. I think the only good actor in this movie was the main character, which was the guy.
Yeah, Patrick Wilson.
Yeah, I think he was the only like good actor.
I like because like
Patrick Wilson is Patrick Wilson, regardless of what movie he's in. So he's always going to be pretty solid.
You guys want to dive into these ratings?
Oh yeah. Boy.
We wanted to do the complex rating system.
Yeah, I already have it all set up.
Oh, all right.
Action. One category is action. Second category is the character / acting. Third category is the story. But the first category, action, I'm going to add on, like, film, pretty much. Like, the cinematography to it.
Like, the whole CG fuckfest?
Yeah, like, so action /, like, film.
Okay.
So, who wants to go first?
Rock, paper, scissors.
No, we're not doing Vicky? That. Vicky, would you like to go?
Sure.
All right. So what do you rate the action / the visuals? So they go a little bit
really,
hand in hand.
Really think about this one.
Was there any action in this movie? Like, what was the action in this movie?
I don't know, like the chase, the pieces of moon crashing down to Earth, explosions... And then the cinematography, which is, like, all the pictures and, like, all basically the just the whole... Yeah, all the CGI shots. The
oh, God, I okay. forgot about the chase. That was so dumb.
That was okay. so
That was
bad.
So dumb.
Okay, okay. Oh, my God. I'm not going to lie. There was way too much stuff going on in this movie. Like, I was so, like...
That's, like, with
wouldn't
every
be wrong in saying that.
Not every movie. This one just had too much. Like, too many explosion and, like, too many, like, things going on.
There was, like, this guy, and then there was, like, this other guy. And it was, like, they just
so
got too
what do you?
Too
what
much.
Do you give it?
A 5.
You started making up
you give me these.
5?
All right. What I'm about sorry. The characters and the acting?
Sorry.
I'll give it a 5 as well.
A 5?
Don't let anyone sway.
And then what about the best one? Of them all. The story.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, gosh.
That one is so bad. I'm going to give that a 4.
Oh, my God.
Not that much worse than the other two, apparently.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, what Space Jam got.
Probably.
All right. Do you have anything else you wanted to add on?
No.
All right.
I cried.
Nick,
twice.
You're going next.
So, action and visuals.
Yep.
Usually when I give my numbers, I try to grade it based off, like, actual grading system. So, I'm gonna give it a 5.
Okay.
This, the action, there's action, but overall, as a whole, it just fails. It's, like, there were some points where it was, there was so much CG, yeah, out of 10.
Okay, okay.
But there were so many points where the CG was so, like, saturated and intense. Like, I just couldn't tell what I was looking at. I okay. really couldn't.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, the car scene. Dude, why is everything... Like, everything in this movie looked like it was made out of Play-Doh. What's up with that? Like, right. 5 out of 10.
All right.
That's probably the best attribute of this rating. What's next?
Characters and the acting.
Characters.
And the acting.
You guys are, like...
the acting. I gave the acting
like Play-Doh.
I give the acting... 4.
4?
I think the only points given to acting are earned by Patrick Wilson. Everybody else just brings it down.
Okay.
The general guy, Sony, the son, no, I take that back. Patrick Wilson and the guy who plays Houseman, they're both kind of solid on mm-hmm. acting. I really liked Houseman. Everyone else just sucks. So okay. 4 out of 10.
And then finally, the story.
Story. Where do I put the cat? Where does the cat fall in the rating?
The best actor.
Best actor? Okay, yeah. Fine. 5 out of 10 for acting.
You didn't change your score.
Okay.
Keep going.
Continue.
Thank you for
what
that.
About the story?
3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
Yeah.
All right. Zach?
I need a cinder block so I can bash my head in. Dude, like, okay. I'm sorry for talking on your time. I apologize.
How dare you?
I actually sincerely apologize. But after you hearing, just like, it actually looks like the whole set is made of Play-Doh. I give it a 5. Yeah. 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
That.
It's bad.
So wait, it's like it's inexcusable. Are you giving it a 5 out of 10 or
no?
Oh, okay. I'm
no, but it's like he's. I don't know. I feel like you guys rate it way too high for what like you're saying. Just in my opinion, because like
it had. Like, I will admit, there were some standout points.
5 is 50, and that's a fail.
There were some standout points where I was like, wow, 50%. Wow, the CG here is amazing and it looks good. But then there were just scenes with the car chase and the helicopters and all the vehicles sucked. I'm like. There were even some scenes where people were just straight up CG. Yeah, what the fuck?
I do agree with that.
You know what, Jack? I'm sorry. Can you go back to action and CG and change my 5 to a 4, please?
Wow, it's like it was what it was before.
It was? Did I give it a 4?
Because didn't you change the characters and the acting to a 5 from a 4, and then you just changed this? From
you know
a 4.
What? Change that one to a 4. Yeah,
no,
I'm
leaving it. All right, Zach.
I don't know.
What is your action slash visuals?
9.
Actually?
No. So action slash visuals. Okay. So this is the part of the movie that actually had some kind of some oomph there, right? So if I had to like give this movie anything, it's the visuals. And then partly acting. So I give the visuals like a 4.
Yeah. Like right? It fails hard, it but at fails least it hard, doesn't completely
but there are scenes
dump.
That you could tell it just dumped its whole budget on.
Oh yeah. And they just so didn't like, they did not.
Is that necessarily a good thing? No, because it makes the overall movie crap.
They did not proportion their budget properly.
At least it has like some scenes where like it looks cool and you're like, okay, cool. So all what's right. The next one?
The characters and the acting.
Characters and acting. Oh boy. So like
it's like this list just goes like worse and worse.
I know, it really does. But it's like so my point on the acting is like the characters I feel like in an apocalyptic movie, right? You gotta somewhat care about them. And there was a whole subplot where I did not care about a single character.
Yeah.
They could have literally drove off the road and died, and I literally would not have cared. I would have been like, can the next scene come sooner?
Show me more helicopters going to gravity waves, please.
What's his name? The science guy.
Oh, the science guy, Houseman.
JC?
Houseman.
Yeah, Houseman.
He had some funny lines here and there. I thought most of his stuff was kind of really cheesy, especially like with his whole plot and the story. I thought it was really cheesy.
You know who he reminds me of now that you mention it? He reminds me of the crazy podcast guy from the Godzilla movie.
Yeah.
The Godzilla vs. Kong.
I didn't watch that one.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. I was not there for
he's like,
stupid
bro. Now that you mention it,
versus stupid fucking lizard.
They're like they're one and the same.
Before my time.
They are one and the same.
Ancient
and it makes
media
me upset.
Mix.
Yeah, one of my best videos.
If you want that on a shirt,
stupid fucking
like
lizard.
It's probably gonna go on a shirt because so I got. But go ahead. What about what's your rating for characters and acting?
Oh God, like a 3.
3.
I guess, yeah, because I did like the main actor a lot.
Yeah, Brian.
I thought he did really well. He was just a really likable guy, and I would have actually cared if he died.
Agreed.
That's the only character I cared about. When they sent the other guy, I mean, I'm sure someone else will disagree with me here, but when they sent off Houseman, is his name, to just die,
yeah,
I just didn't care.
No, me neither.
I just did not care. Yeah. And then he didn't end up dying. I mean, I guess he technically died, but then he like became an AI at the end.
Yeah,
which completely makes his death
what
not
the fuck was that
happen, or like just not like matter at all.
Yeah, it was very nonsense.
So they were like, we contracted your DNA. We contracted your DNA, so you're now part of the moon.
See, now,
where did they get the DNA from?
Exactly.
It was his conscience. Maybe they, like, downloaded it while he was sleeping. I don't know. It's futuristic.
They extract technology. Yeah,
don't try to make sense of that, because it doesn't. It's just sci-fi right there. All right. But, like, what I thought would have been really funny, like, you know how they had the mom talking to him? Like, the AI was the mom talking to him.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been, like, hilarious if, like, they had the cat.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Like, hello, Houseman. It is I. What was his name? Like,
Something Aldrin or something like that.
Like Fuzz Aldrin?
Fuzz Aldrin, yeah.
Is Fuzz Aldrin here?
That was funny, though. Fuzz? I like that name.
It's yeah, clever. It was pretty
sounds
funny.
Like, sounds so, like
that's what I'm saying. Like, it had some funny parts, but I think overall it was really cheesy. That's it. Every other actor in this movie, I just didn't care about at all. They could have died. Like, the military dad did not care. He just died. It was like, okay, that happened. This movie is terrible.
Yeah. All
right, story.
It's terrible.
Story? Can I literally give it a zero? Sure.
You can, yeah.
I guess I will give it a one for, wow, congrats, you made something.
You actually put words on a paper and submitted it.
And you did something. And you actually got someone to say, this is a good idea, here's some money, go make it. You got someone to do that.
Money.
Congratulations.
$150 million of that money.
I hope you made your money back. I sincerely do. Retire. Director, retire. Take that money and just retire. You'll do the
cut your losses. Start up a business in the food industry. Critical.
Up to you, Jack.
So critical. I'm sorry. Critic.
Finally, I'm going to shed some light on this. These terrible ratings they're giving.
Shed some light.
Yeah, because I.
Yeah, what?
If I you mean, shed you guys some light on a dead rose, it ain't going to get any better.
You guys still are a dead entitled rose. To a your own opinions and how what you thought about this movie, but mine is very much different. I don't know.
Stay true to your word, Jack.
I'm staying very true to my word. I'm not saying these things because, I want to be opposite of you guys. I'm just saying these things because
this is what you believe.
I genuinely believe.
And we love you for
these.
That. So, what did you give it?
So the action / the cinematics and the visuals. I mean, that's pretty much like the one great thing that I thought about this movie. Like, I thought the action of the freaking the moon crashing down onto Earth and like all the, it could have been a little bit more, would have been better. But like, they still did a really good job of showing like everything shattered to pieces and like the meteors falling and like blowing up mountains and stuff like that. Like, that's the stuff I want to see. And then like the cool shots of like the universe and like the flashback to the old ancient civilization and like the halo rings and stuff like that.
Bro, what?
Wasn't really that original at all, but like, hey, whatever. And then Vicky, you were even like, hey, I remember this from a different movie. It was like Elysium. Is that?
Oh my god! Somehow... Literally, it was like copy and paste.
I mean, it was a very washed up idea, but that doesn't fall in the category of action.
They somehow
/ cinematics.
Ripped off Bungie twice in this movie: the Halo rings and the Traveler. The moon is the Traveler from Destiny.
So, my rating for the action and the visuals is going to be like an 8. I like it.
Holy crap.
An 8!
Yes.
Are you serious?
Dude,
yes.
I'm 20. I'm going to need a pacemaker. Holy shit.
It's fine.
Oh, God, it's your opinion, and I'm so happy for you.
Zach, stay strong.
I'm sorry you didn't like it. All right, for the characters and the acting, a lot of it was wishy-washy. Like, I thought the main three, though, like J.C., Brian and Jacinda, I thought their acting was pretty good. Like, it wasn't subpar like at all. Like, I thought it was pretty decent. Like, maybe some of the other people's acting was like a little like questionable and like, hey, this kind of sucks. So for the characters, like, pretty much everybody else from the original, like the three trio, was kind of bad. So for the characters and the acting, I'm gonna give it like a 6.
Okay, that's fair.
Just like the whole time you're explaining, like, saying these good things about them acting, I can just think about the guy standing in front of the open doors with like waves of tsunami about to come.
But that's not.
He's just like.
I was just thinking about that.
That doesn't fall under that category, though.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. That's the story
writing.
Okay, they didn't.
It was so weird.
Okay, he's not that person is not making the decision to stand in front of the tsunami thing. It's the story writer, it's the director who, that's where they placed him. They wanted him to stand there and get crashed over by a wave, so all that scene would happen. Exactly.
I can't swim.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's the scene. I'm a virgin. That's not the acting problem.
When Casey said ludicrous speed.
Don't even remember that.
So of course you don't.
And then finally the story, like,
which did he say that?
Yeah, yes, he did.
The story did have like a lot of rip-offs from, you know, Bungie and like Halo.
There was nothing original about this movie other than Moonfall.
They
haven't made a movie about the Moon Falling, so I'll give it that. So for the story, you know, I'm gonna give it like a 4.
Okay, that's fair.
Look at Zach. Like
so we have our final rating. And before we give our final read, I'm going to give some honorable mentions to the other readings that are out there. Sorry.
Can you remind me what you gave the action again?
An 8.
Fuck. Okay, that's fine. It's fine.
Right, honorable mentions to what?
To the other ratings out there.
Oh.
So
I thought you were going to give an honorable mentions to the movies we could have fucking watched instead of this.
I'm glad we did this movie.
I have too.
IMDb gave it a 5.3 out of 10. 53, pretty much. Oh, man.
Now, keep in mind, these aren't, like, set in stone yet, because the movie did just come out, like, today.
Yeah.
It does fluctuate. So far, February 4th is when we watched this movie, literally the day it came out. Well, I guess the day after, because it premiered yesterday. IMDb so far is a 5.3 out of 10. Metacritic is 36%, and Rotten Tomatoes is at a 45%. So
really,
damn, they went up.
Yeah,
well, because there's so many people watching. Just the critic.
No, between that 60% and 40%, I think that's the sweet spot for this one. Can we look at
Rotten Tomatoes closer? Can we see what was the audience score?
I'll tell you in 2 seconds.
Because there's usually a pretty big difference.
The tomato meter was a 42%, so that was from the critics.
So okay,
And then the audience score was a 68.
Holy crap.
So there's people out there like me, you know? I'm not the only one who thinks that way. And then it says 78% of Google users. I don't even know how accurate that is, but, you know, whatever.
That's not accurate. No way.
It says 68%?
These
got to be the people who like the Eternals.
It's not a rating. 77% of Google users like this movie, so... don't know really what that means at all, but
I think literally anyone could
check. I don't know what falls under like liked the movie. I don't know what like qualifies as being liked.
Like, you like the movie by how much
exactly,
and how much did you not like the movie.
All right, so Media Mix's final rating for Moonfall, the movie by Lionsgate and some director.
Lionsgate?
Yeah,
is by Lionsgate.
Yeah.
Yes, it's by Lionsgate. That's where I saw all the stuff from.
Clear disappointment.
Is a 4.3 out of 10.
Holy shit.
Man, is that worse than Eternals?
That's not bad, not gonna lie.
No, it's not. It can't be.
I think it is.
It can't
be.
Like, it sounds about right. I would rather watch Eternals over this movie.
Yeah.
You know, I can go both ways. You know, I'd watch this one again in the future.
You know what's really funny, though?
I think this movie is
sitting down and watching this movie again with, like, my mom. Just so I could shit on it all over again. And I'd be like, that's stupid. My mom would be like, what the hell, man? Like,
wait for it to come out on Netflix.
If I could somehow like sit down and rewatch this movie with my dad, then maybe. But as far as it goes, this is like a once in a lifetime like experience. Watch this movie once for the sole purpose of just educating yourself.
Literally.
Educate yourself like, on what is why a I hate bad movie, and then never touch it again.
Take like 5 Xanax and then walk in. You might have a good time. I mean,
don't
like,
do that. We do not condone the activity of drugs.
I didn't say do it. I said if you want to have a good time, then it's probably the best way to have a good time watching this movie.
It's the only good time you'll have to watch.
Hi, everybody.
Don't do Xanax.
Thank you so much for tuning into our very humble podcast.
Humble.
It was very humble.
Very gave critical. Moonfall 4.3.
We humbled ourselves.
It would have been lower if the other Nick was here, too, to be honest. But
I'm sure
I wish he was here.
Yeah. God, the first time we miss him.
I'm Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in and watching our video or listening to our podcast. If you're on Apple, Google Play, Google Podcast, or Spotify,
If you want to listen to, if you don't want to look at our ugly faces like mine, you can go over to those.
Yeah, go over to any of those platforms or on there. Just search up Media Mix.
Yeah.
And there's links in the description to it. There's links on our Instagram. There's links everywhere to it. Or just look up Media Mix.
Yeah.
You know,
if you want us to advertise something, we're free to listen to what you want to do. So, we're, you know.
Email us for business inquiries.
Which is on our YouTube in case you're ever curious. Media
Mix at, what was it? .com I don't even know our own email.
What's it's our channel?
There, but it's something official Media
Mix. Okay, and then yeah, if you want to hear more on our YouTube channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. It really helps us out. Leave a comment of what you thought about this movie. If you liked it or if you thought it was crap like the rest of them, let us know. You know, or if we missed anything, because we made a lot of we said a lot of things we thought was factual that probably may not be. Go ahead and correct us in the comments. Just let us know anything.
If you're an astronaut or an aerospace engineer, could you comment in the comment sections explaining the fundamental rules of aerodynamics and gravity?
I mean, or you can if you really want to. Yeah, hit our post notifications, like the video, please. And yeah, without further ado, we're gonna get out of here because it's pretty late at night.
It's Betty by time.
Maybe the next movie will be better.
Probably will.
Please, God, rise.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Peace out.
Bye-bye.